Father, we appreciate that of the service this morning. I really do appreciate where our heart's been made to feel in the service. Just ask you to pray for us just a minute today. Get ourselves out of the way. If you don't read with us, we're going to read some scripture out of the 6th chapter of the book of Romans. 6th chapter, book of Romans. Very familiar scripture we're going to read. We're going to start with the first verse, I believe it is. I was thinking about they sang that song, "He's All I Need." And He is. I was thinking about the little widow woman that her meal barrel wasted not. I don't believe she come to the conclusion that meal barrel was going to run out the last day. I believe she took notice. She knowed what she had. She knowed there wasn't nothing coming in. And I believe for days, no doubt months, she said, "One day I'll get the last meal out of this meal barrel." You know, the Lord's is a present help in time of need. And He's a present help in time of trouble. Her meal barrel run out, or she got the last. So she thought. But when she done what the Lord commanded her to do, and that the scripture says He commanded a widow woman to sustain thee. When the Lord done that, and she done that she could do, she found out there's more meal in the meal barrel. I really don't believe the Lord ever filled that barrel up during that time. But I do believe every time she went in to gather some meal, she had some. I'm glad of that, ain't you? There's a lot of times we feel that we've on our last leg. But the Lord, some way, somehow, He makes a way. You pray for us. The thought that I have somewhat probably has nothing to do with what I'm going to read. But this is what I'm going to read. And you just pray for us. I'm going to read two verses out of the 5th chapter, the last two, the 20th and the 21st verse of the 5th chapter. Then we're going to go right into the 6th. It says, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. that as sin hath reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more, death hath no more dominion over him. For in that he died unto sin once, but in that he liveth unto God. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as ye have yielded your members servants to uncleanness and to iniquity unto iniquity, even so now yield your members servants to righteousness unto holiness. For when ye were the servants of sin, ye were free from righteousness. What fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death, but now being made free from sin and become the servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading the entire chapter of the sixth chapter of the book of Romans. And I don't know altogether what we might do or what we might say, but I want to talk just a little bit this morning, God being my helper, my friend, about unfruitful. unfruitful. You might say, preacher, well, it says in a couple of places here, this whole chapter is talking, my friend, about being raised from the dead, living a resurrected life. Brethren, there's not anything in this world that God ever created in the beginning that He did not want it to be fruitful. Multiplied, my friend, multiplied. There's people today that thinks this, my friend, that God don't want us to be fruitful. But He wants us to be fruitful, not only naturally, but also spiritually. There's something too, my friend, having the fruits of the Spirit. And brethren, when the fruits of the Spirit bring forth, brethren, it's righteousness and it's holiness and it's peace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Bible teaches us, you might think, why, preacher, I can't bring forth no fruit. Brethren, you are a fruit-bearing tree. Yes, you are. You're planted, thank God, in the garden of the Lord. And brethren, He don't bring forth dead fruit. Dead, my friend, has no place in the kingdom of God. It's life, and life everlasting. And brethren, it's multiplying and replenishing, and brethren, bringing forth that the world might see your good works, brethren, and praise God which is in heaven. Is that not right? Brethren, we're fruitful people. We are people, my friend, that will grow fruit today. Yes, we are. There's not many of us, brethren, that ever plants much of a garden that what we don't expect something to come out of it. The Bible says, and Paul was real plain, my friend, about this. It said, Paul planteth and Apollos watered, but God give the increase. Brethren, the increase comes from God this morning. Woo! Hallelujah! The ground is right. Thank God it's good ground. And brethren, good ground brings forth. Does it not? Does it not? Fruitful, multiply, replenish. Is that not what He told Adam and Eve? My friend, replenish. Brethren, multiply. Thank God, have some fruit about you today. Isn't it wonderful? Isn't it wonderful when a child comes into this world? It is for the parents. You look around Mountain View, my friend, and there's several small ones, and they're active. They're energetic. Yes, sir. Why? Brethren, they're alive! Thank God. Shouldn't it happen spiritually? Shouldn't it? Shouldn't we have fruit? Brethren, fruits. Thank God we got the good ground. We got the good seed. We got God that'll give the increase. If we ain't fruitful, my friend, it might be because the seed's in the barn. Think about it. You say, preacher, we've had a good service this morning and you going to preach to us? Yes, I am. I'm going to give you, thank God, what God give me. Brethren, there's some fruits, thank God, of our labor in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. You go back down through the ages of time. Brethren, when he destroyed this world by water, thank God the ark was on the waters for about a year, my friend, and one day it rested on Mount Ararat, my friend, and the waters abated. Glory! Hallelujah! And God told Noah, thank God, to replenish the earth. Did he not? Woo! Woo! Brethren, you get over in the days of Pentecost. You get over in the days, my friend, when Peter stood up on the day of Pentecost and he said, brethren, these aren't drunken as you suppose, seeing it but the third hour of the day, my friend. But he said, this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. He said, and upon my handmaidens and upon my servants, my friends, shall the Holy Spirit be poured out. Amen. Glory to God. Not to receive and to bury, but thank God to plant and replenish this morning. Yes, sir. God's people are fruitful people. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. It takes some help to raise children. You know that? It takes some help. It takes a good mother and a good dad. Yes, it does, for a good home environment. It takes them both. I'm just going to preach it to you. You can use it for whatever. Brother, we got a lot of single parents in this world raising children. My friends, some of them got no business having children. Yes, sir. But listen, thank God somebody will raise that child. If you don't want to raise your child, brethren, somebody will. Yes, sir. I had a man to say not too long ago, my friend to me, he said, I don't know that I'd want to bring children into this world. He was talking about how awful the world was, Crafton. I understand what he's talking about, but brethren, I'm just the opposite. Thank God we ought to multiply. We ought to be fruit both naturally and spiritually today. We need some young ones coming on. You don't know but what your child, my friend, might be the next Paul. Yes, sir. Or Apollos. Or Peter. Yes, sir. Might be the next Sarah. Yes, sir. Might be the next Ananias and Sapphira. Yes, sir. You don't know. Brethren, that I've got news for you. The Bible all the way through talks about replenishing, multiplying, brethren, and have fruits of the Spirit. It's not just a natural thing. Just as it takes a mother and a dad to raise up the children. My friend, naturally speaking, it takes a good mother and father to raise them spiritually. Yes, sir, and I ain't talking about their natural mother and father. My friend, it takes a good church. And brethren, it takes the Lord God Almighty. Brethren, He'll plow the ground. Thank God, plant the seed. Thank God, and it's up to you to bring forth fruit. Yes, it is. Be fruitful and multiply. Be fruitful and multiply. The church, my friend, was under havoc. Yes, sir. In the early years, my friend, they had enemies. Yes, sir. They had them that was against them simply because they didn't know them. Do you know that? Paul made havoc of the church, and the scripture says he thought he done God's service. Yes, sir. But listen, you know what Paul found out? Paul found out what this sixth chapter of Romans talking about. He found out he wasn't under the law no more. Thank God grace had come. Yes, sir. And you know what grace wants? Grace wants you to be fruitful. Yes, sir. I ain't going to tell you this morning, my friend, to sin no more. You know why I ain't going to tell you this morning? Brethren, if you're a child of the King, if you've been born again, brethren, it's your nature not to sin. I don't care what people tell you. Hey, some folks tell you these young people are going to sow their oats, leave them alone. Brethren, that's a lie of the devil. You just look around this world, my friend, at young people that's been left alone. What's happened? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You might think I've lost my marbles, and I'm going to tell you something, my friend. These people of this world, my friend, wants this world to be like God made it. Yes, sir. I don't hate people, my friend, but I hate some of the things they're doing. Some of the fruits that they are producing. Yes, sir. This sixth chapter talks about both of them. It talks about the fruits of sin and the fruits of righteousness. Yes, sir. And it says plainly, if you've been resurrected with Him to walk in the newness of life. Now I'm going to tell you something. Dead products do not bring forth fruit. No, sir. Dead products don't bring forth fruit. It takes death to bring forth life. But brethren, death itself cannot bring forth. It's dead. It has no life in it. I read it to you. You might not have got it. This is a chapter you need to read till you get it. Yes, sir. Till you get it. I mean, till you find out that you're alive and not dead this morning. than a person in the grave, my friend, bringing forth any fruit. I don't care how good they was. Crafton, when you laid them in the grave, my friend, they might have been the best saint in the world. Listen, they ain't bringing forth no more fruit. No. The Bible says there's no knowledge in the grave. What it says. Brethren, Romans said, thank God if you're baptized into his death, brethren, you'll also be raised in his resurrection. And that ain't talking about after a while. Preacher, why ain't it? Read it. Read it. I can't help it this morning. Brethren, you read it till you get it. Yes, sir. Read it, thank God, till it becomes alive to you. Till you really know what he is talking about. Brethren, the child of God does not bring forth fruit unto sin. No, sir. No, sir. No way, no form, no fashion. No, sir. No way, no form, no fashion. Can anything dead, my friend, bring forth fruit? It is. There's another word I'm looking for. I've got it on the tip of my tongue. And I still ain't got it. I'll get it here in a minute. Unproductive. Unproductive. I don't know the old timers when they'd when they planted their fields. Brethren, they'd take some of them seeds and they'd set them up. If they had a good crop of something, my friend, they wanted them seeds. Yes, sir. You know why they wanted them seeds? Because them seeds brought forth good fruit. Woo! Hallelujah! Brethren, we're not dead. We're here to bring forth fruit this morning. Huh? I have some seed. I still have some seed. I don't know whether it's any good or not. But I have some that my grandmother left me. And I planted them for a few years, but I still got them. Still got some. But they kept them things back. They kept them up. You can put it on the shelf. Now, I don't know what shelf life of it is. I couldn't tell you. I could probably go get some. Put them out, let's see. You know what I mean? It's been quite a few years. But I still got them. I know where they at. Yeah. Preacher, why ain't they bringing forth? They're in the barn. You know what I mean? They're in the barn. Brethren, the seed still in the barn, it does not produce. No, sir. It will not bring forth. But if you put it in the ground, you put it in good ground, it takes different kinds of soil for different kinds of vegetables and fruits to to produce productively. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm not into all this astrology and wizardry and all such as that, but I'll be honest with you. Them old timers believed in the signs. Gonna get on to us, ain't I? Huh? They believed in the signs. My grandmother, she never would. She'd say, the signs ain't right. You ain't a planting it. I'd get in a hurry. She said, you wait. I didn't know what she was waiting on. Huh? But brother, she did. They couldn't wait to get that almanac. Huh? Local drugstore. Hardware sometimes. Have that almanac. It had the signs in there. You didn't want to plant, my friend, them signs going down. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know what happened? I've seen it. You'd be replanting. Huh? Brother, farmer don't put seed in the ground, my friend, to redo it. Farmer don't put seed in the ground for it to bring forth no fruit. The Lord don't plant you, my friend, to be unfruitful. No, sir. He don't save you. You don't get born again, my friend, not to produce any kind of fruit. And as we've had in our Sunday school this morning and the last few weeks, my friend, you don't think that people watch people? If you was truthful this morning, if I asked you, I promise you there ain't a one sitting here that don't watch somebody else. Yes, sir. Some form or fashion. Yes, sir. In the days of Pentecost, brethren, in the early church, they had situations, my friend, that they had to study and read and do a lot of things secretly in houses. Yes, sir. It's the reason. You go and read and you'll find they wound up at somebody's house. Did they not? Put Peter in jail over there, my friend, and the church was over at so-and-so's house. Yes, sir. Praying for Peter. Yes, sir. Thank God their prayers got heard. Doors opened. Yes, sir. Led Peter completely out of the jail. Come knocking on the door, didn't he? Yeah. The old damsel heard his voice and she run and told him, said, Peter is at the door. She said, oh no, not Peter, he's in jail. Brethren, they went and opened the door and there stood Peter. Listen, church, we're here to be fruitful this morning. I'm not going to preach to you, and I'll just be honest with you. I'm not going to preach to you that you have to sin a little every day. I ain't going to. At your best, my friend, you'll fail. But listen. Thank God, keep trying. Keep going. Keep pressing. Thank God. Keep sowing. Brethren, one day you're going to find some fruit. Yes, sir. One day. God wants us to be fruitful people. Listen. He said, what fruit had ye then in those things whereof you are now ashamed. He said, what fruit had you? What fruit had you? All the testimonies I can find, my friend, is when people was in the world, my friend. The only time they had friends is when they had money. And they had some fruits. Can I tell you something? God help us. Can I tell you something? Brethren, when the Lord saved you, brethren, I want you to know He forgot your past. It do you good to forget it. Glory, hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! What fruit have you in them things of which you are now ashamed? What that book says. Listen. Listen. Preacher, I'm too mean. I've done too much. I'm too old. I don't care what excuse you got. I want you to know that God loves you. Not only that, God will save you. If you'll come with that broken heart and a contrite spirit, my friend, God will save you. Yes, He will. And I'm going to tell you something else. When He saves you, you become fruitful. You become to the ability, my friend, to bring forth fruit. Whether you believe it or not. We can sit at home, my friend, and we can drown in our sorrows. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Every one of us. Every one of us. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, if you'd go to the book of Philippians, I believe it is, it may be Thessalonians, and you get over there and he said, think on these things. Whatsoever's lovely, whatsoever's a good report, whatsoever is honest, brethren, and on they several things in there. He said, if they be any virtue, brethren, if they be any joy or gladness, think on these things. It takes water. It takes water for a plant to grow. Yes, it does. You go on all these big farms, my friend, you look and see if they ain't some sprinkler system of some kind. You know why that is? Just a few days ago, I ain't got no garden, but I got plants and stuff that grow around there. Some of them growed about that high. Just wilting away. Wilting. I throwed a little water on them, you know, the next day they looked pretty good. They didn't grow much. But since then, it began to rain, and we've had rain and rain and rain. Brethren, them things up like that. Broad. Spread out. Looks like they got life in them. I didn't do that. Hear me this morning. Just as sure as I'm standing here, brethren, them plants, some of them takes full sun. Some of them takes a little sun, and some of them you plant in the shade. Do you know that? Yes, sir. Some of them don't thrive out in the sun, out in the open. Some of them don't thrive. You kill them. Several years ago, I had a few in February. And I thought I bought some seed, my friend, to plant a little place there. I had a little septic trouble, and we tore up the ground and all such as that. And I bought some seed, I thought, and it said home on it, but nonetheless, it had a lot of rye in it. And I planted it in February, and brethren, it come up thick as hair on a dog's back. I mean thick. Beautiful. Beautiful. I thought to myself, boy, we got it going on. Yes, sir. Looked wonderful. Brother Nick come around about the end of May, the 1st of June. You know what happened? Huh? You know what happened? All that beauty left. Died. Went out. I thought to myself, that's supposed to be good seed. It was good seed, but it was not good seed for all climates. Yes, sir? I had to sow some other stuff. Yes, sir? Had to. Listen to me. You might be one, my friend, that just basks in the sun. You might be the one, my friend, that needs just a little shade. My friend, and you might be the one that needs shade all the time. But I'll guarantee you, whatever kind of ground that it is that you are, God will make you fruitful. I don't care what the temperature is. Listen. Listen. I'm going to read you another verse. Come and get a verse of a song. Unproductive. Unproductive. If I told you where this message, the thought of this message come from, you'd probably think I've lost my marbles. I've told you before, I listened. And I do. Sometimes when I hear things, I just flip it off. Don't you? Station might be on, but it's off. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know why it's off, Bruce? Because they said something that I disagreed with. And they was fixing to go down a trail, my friend, that I wouldn't, they had no need me listening to it. Did you hear that? The scripture here, my friend, tells me and you that we will be fruitful. When you become born again, my friend, there's a fruit productivity process in you. Yes, they are. You can't help it. You can't help it. I told you a while ago, I'm not going to tell you not to sin, my friend. The scripture says here, if you've been raised with him and you live in Christ, you will not sin. Preacher, I don't know where I believe that or not. There lies the problem. Is that not right? There lies the problem. Can I tell you something? This old outward man, this old fleshly man that you're looking at, he's going right in the grave. Right in the grave. He goes right back to the dust. I don't care what you do to him. He will deteriorate. He'll go. But brethren, there's another man on the inside of me, thank God, that's going to shout glory. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't know what heaven holds. I don't know what you're going to do. I don't know what you're going to be. But I can tell you this much, my friend, according to this scripture, my friend, we will be Christ-like. Amen. You'll not be an angel. I don't care what people say. You'll not be an angel. Angels was created beings for a specific reason. Yes, sir. Listen. He said, what fruit had you then in those things whereof you now shamed? For the end of those things is death. Did you hear that? If you've only got fruits, my friend, of this old outward man, then it's death. It will be death. And when you die, it will be death. You'll die and never die. You hear me? But now, being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness and the end, everlasting life. I didn't write it, but I believe it. Yes, sir. You either got fruits unto death, thank God, or you got fruits unto holiness and everlasting life. Life, life, life. What did the Bible say? Did he come to give what? Life. Did he not? I come that you might have life and might have it what? More abundantly. But the thing of it is, you've got to be resurrected to get it. Yes, you do. Let us stand.